perpetual charisma, an attractive personality, and outcome independence are related. The more outcome independent you have, the more attractive you'll be. The opposite is also true. Unless you are super famous, obviously rich, or super handsome, the more dependent you are on the outcome, the less attractive of a personality you'll have. If you are dependent on outcome, you'll generally only engage with those who can help you get that outcome. If you are dependent on outcome, not getting that outcome will feel like failure. If you are dependent on outcome, you can come across as anxious, pushy, or less than genuine. On the other hand, consider somebody who truly is outcome independent. They engage with others, not to get something, but only because they enjoy engaging with others. They give off a vibe that says, if not you, then somebody else. They tend to have much more of a long game. They see and interact with the world wide open with opportunities. Because they interact with others just because they enjoy interacting with others, they have a lot more data in their brains. Data about how to make people laugh, about how to ask the right questions to make them smile and enjoy themselves, about how to make others feel good. And they create a set of assumptions in other people. For example, imagine an attractive lady's experience with somebody who is truly outcome independent. From her perspective, most dudes are desperate to be with her. The ones that don't ask for the number want to, but they are just too nervous. The guys that do ask for the number do it clumsily. Sometimes when guys ask for the number, they get angry when they don't get it. They get approached all the time by dudes who clearly only want one thing. Sure, so long as she doesn't mind the attractive guys who approach her for this, that's no big deal. But most dudes aren't what she would call attractive. Most dudes are nervous, not confident, insecure, and aren't that interested in who she is. This does cause anger in a lot of men, but this is the way the world works. But imagine her experience if a guy like you, who is outcome independent, confident, self-assured, playful, you make her feel good. You're the kind of guy she is looking for. But you don't seem too worried about getting her number. You just enjoy the conversation and bounce. She wonders who you are. What is it about you that makes you so laid back, playful, and confident? Suppose you did this with one attractive lady per week. What would happen after a year? You'd have 50 gorgeous ladies out there dreaming about you, which would create a self-fulfilling cycle of ever-increasing charisma. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/social-charisma.